since I was like a young child, I knew I wanted to go to college. I had my sister as a role model, and so I wanted to follow in her footsteps because it was hard seeing my family struggle. So I know I wanted to like overcome this.
Similar to you, Jimmy, I also was a first generation student. My parents always encouraged college, and so I knew that that was the path that I wanted to take. And in some ways, it's not only about us and what we could accomplish, but what we can do for our families, for our communities, and for those generations after us. Through the Carpe College Access Fellowship, we saw over 20 schools from Southern California that came together to plan for college access initiatives. And you were among these leaders. What was that experience like for you?
It was really exciting. I wanted to help increase college access among students who are Black, Latinx, Indigenous, or from low-income backgrounds. And it really meant a lot to me to be able to work with students from other schools. Being able to work with counselors, teachers, administrators showed me that they cared about their students. As adults, they don't really understand what students go through because every new generation is different. So this really helped open their eyes and learn to better support us.
And working with high-level decision makers, oftentimes we sit around a table and we try to make decisions that will impact students or families. And like you said, many times we have no idea what your experience really is. And you are the expert. Say you were going to a dance party that was planned by educators. And there's the dance floor and then there's the balcony. And all the educators are looking down from the balcony and wondering why nobody is dancing. And it's not until we bring some of those dancers up to the balcony that we could really fix the problem. And so when I think about equity work, I think about bringing students to the table to help us generate great ideas that only you could come up with. But you also work with a team of seniors that created something special for schools across California.
It all started with us wanting to come up with a workshop for ninth graders that would not only inform students, but help them sort of start thinking about their futures. For me, it wasn't until junior year where I learned that extracurriculars matter in the college application process. So we wanted to push students to start getting involved and get them to start thinking about what they want. And I think this workshop really helped.
I see you impacting your community because those students that were ninth and 10th graders, some juniors when you were a senior, were inspired by your story. They saw themselves in you. I have no doubt in my mind that you could accomplish anything that you set your mind to.
Knowing that you believe in me pushes me to want to do more. So thank you for that.
Of course, Jimmy, don't be afraid to stand out. Great things are coming.
Thank you, Donovan.